And when you hear that, you're locked into Boom Boom Time, the show that brings you the oldies. All soca, all steel pan, all calypso, all R&B, soul, disco, funk, and lots of old reggae. I am Sister P.
Flap, 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 flap. Ooh. Good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon. I'm Angel in the house, I should say. I mean, it's a studio, but we in a house.
We so in we the
had
house.
To, we had to say house.
Figuratively and literally.
And then it's like pulling teeth with DJ Storm to come out. You know how DJ Storm is?
She's recuperating from yesterday.
Well, what a week, as we should say. Mm-mm. What a week, what a week. Before we start off the show, as we know about 9/11, so it's only full of respect as radio announcers, people, that we, let's say, a tribute, and is a day to remember. Is it really a day to remember, though?
You know, it's a marking of time, and certainly a time of introspection, because on the one hand, we could say from a geopolitical point of view, oh, that was the U.S. It had nothing to do with us here in Canada, not the case. I think it was in modern history, the one that many of our memory could say they saw a world major attack. And we all were horrified, and there were repercussions as a result, for sure. You know, you get on a plane, you're going somewhere, you're not expecting it to be blown out of the air, right? So that's an impact, right? Then for sure, another thing was that it, what is it they call that? It put Middle Eastern people, what do you call that? Profiling. That's the word I was looking for. And for certain, these people were profiled not only in planes, but everywhere, right? And profiling, as we know it, as, you know, people, descent, African descent, people were profiled. Now, it's not the first time, because I think after Germany and Nazi Germany, anybody German was profiled. So certainly that was the case. And then security change, our civil liberties. People are complaining that civil liberties are gone because of COVID. But long before that, there was the erosion of civil liberties. So it is, how do you protect people? What rule can you come up with that's going to make everybody happy? And that's not going to be easy. So, and for some, a power grab, and people keeping your face in data bank. I have a girlfriend, and she is bicultural. So her father is South Asian. She has a very Middle Eastern surname. And unfortunately, she has a surname similar to someone who was on the no-fly list. And anywhere she has to go, it could be from Montreal to Toronto, she has to go to the airport 3-4 hours in advance, because she'd had to go through it. Once you get on the no-fly list, right, that's it. It's over. So you could have police and Interpol and wherever put in your data bank that you are not that person. It doesn't matter. Due diligence is going to take 3-4 hours. And also another world example of, at the end of the day, people could be huge SOBs, but people can be the greatest thing in the world. Kindness and human nature is the best. And I come to mind is all those people who got stuck in St. John's, Newfoundland. Now, if you're going to get stuck anywhere in the world, St. John's, Newfoundland is a place because they took plane loads of people into their homes.
Yeah.
Right? And who takes up people just like that, right? But couch surfing, I guess, but you know, in these...
I was crazy about that. What, no matter what plane was in the air that day, they had was to land.
Mm-hmm.
They had was to land. You know, so it begins the new norm of traveling. I mm-hmm. mean, it starts from there. You can imagine, but what the only thing I don't understand, though, is when you're going on a plane... You know, you allow the little about the ounces. I mean, how much, what you could actually really do with, like, you know, 3 ounces of water or whatever, if it's water or if it's some sort of
flammable rocket fuel. And look, you cannot
go on the plane with it. I mean, it was a new norm. And you see, this is what we had in
cultural change.
Again.
Well, still,
you know
what? I give you an example, and I've always talked about this example. When they had one of those major killings at one of the high schools, and that's the two little boys were in the basement making bombs, and I always remember Egbert Gay on the Tommy Schnurmacher show going, "There is no way you in my house and you making bomb in your bedroom and I don't know," which is a very Caribbean thing, right? Because you cannot be in my bedroom and this and that and what have you. We don't know, you understand? It had no privacy in your bedroom. You're busting in and you're searching up and blah, 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 blah. A lot of that stuff was learned on the internet. I don't know on what they call the deep dark web, what bombs or whatever that you can make from perfume and water. For all I know, there's ingredients there. And some whack job, will do that. Come on the plane with his regular bottle of Chanel No. 5 or Brut 33 and down a plane in the name of whatever ideological madness. So,
I still see double standard because, I mean, they had 9/11, and they changed the whole system in you going on a plane, mm-hmm. right? Now look how much school shootings they have, right? Look how much school shootings they had, and what changes they actually made. For your child to go to school.
Well, they made changes.
I mean, like what? Like what? Put
like
two
what
security guards
and metal detectors. But listen, there's something called institutional will and political will. And depending on the political will of the ruling government, right, you are going to get. It's not always going to make sense. Oh, my goodness.
No, makes sense? It's a lot of...
Republicans would ban guns because of
not even banning guns, you know. You know, the changes, because this is your kids dying, and this is what, you know. Most school you're going to now, you could probably just walk in the schools.
Yes and right? No, but we have that much of a militarized school, but... It did change in that it introduced for a time how far people will go.
I'll give you an example. Mm. All right? No, I used to work UPS.
Mm-hmm.
UPS people used to thief thing like crazy. Mm. But UPS stepped up the game. Man, they put security on thing like crazy. They put all kind of... a metal detector you're going through, you come out gates. They did something, right?
Yeah.
They actually did something to prevent it.
But then you see once again.
In schools now, with all these shootings going on, what they put in place to prevent.
I love you. You know why I love you? If Stephens continue in a commercial establishment, they are going to lose money.
Exactly.
If a couple children, right, and I'm being sarcastic for those people not hearing the sarcasm in my voice, get shot up and killed in school, they
Nobody
will be tears.
Money.
They will make money because the people who sell metal detectors and security guard companies and there are all sorts of things and gadgets and this, that. Look.
It's all about the money. But it boils down to, you see?
All right.
And that's the whole point. And this is what the COVID heading on. It's all about the money. You still there? Let me play some music.
Okay, and, I want to leave on this point,
Yes, leave on a point.
All these things serve to change culture. Good or bad, ugly, culture gets changed. Mm. And ultimately, the culture of flying change with September 11, people also said good morning and goodbye to their loved ones in a different day. People stopped taking life for granted. Mm-hmm. And on the pandemic side, look at all the changes to culture that has happened as a result. And with that, I'm going to say funerals and how we now say goodbye to our loved ones.
Even
saying that a little later on in the show, we're going to talk about that giant of a man. And I dare say beyond the borders of Montreal, Quebec, Canada, Jamaica, an international humanist, Noel Alexander. Let's play some music.
We're going to kick off with this one from Saga Boy, Tears of the Nation.
CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Boom Boom Time.
Sisters reaching to the sky, so majestically standing proud and high, symbols of power, economic power, and trade into the world, touching every human soul. But like a thief in the morning sun, destruction then comes on a nation bow its head in disbelief and mourn. Oh, stop this Armageddon. With our destinies to remain, to take all this pain and all this hate, all the way to St. Peter's Gate.
Appropriate for what went on for 9/11, and this is how we continue.
Today, we took the opportunity to check out the fundraising event over at MCSO. Mm-hmm. How did you like it? We found DJ Storm. She was hiding from us under the bed. How did you like the fundraising yesterday?
It was actually very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was good about it? Well, what was good about it?
It was actually nice to be, to dress up, to go out, to see all my friends.
Yeah, they had quite a number of people. And you know what? Ultimately, we may have before taken places like MCSO and Jamaica Association and many of our cultural institutions for granted. But there again, the culture change. Raising funds for these places are necessary because we know how much was missed. And just being able to be out there yesterday dancing. I mean, you could dance in your backyard with a lot of music, but some of the old elderly people, you know, people were separated and this and that and all of that. But it was just such a joy because we have just been so boiled up.
That's why I want to come out.
So I want to say kudos to MCSO, and of course, moments were held for the big man himself, but we'll talk more about Noel a little later, right? But
and as they're talking about big man, we had to give our big man a big, big plug for last week. Last week for holding down the fort.
I tell you.
Mr. Carr, Howard Stretch, and you play some
week.
Music. Yes,
no,
yes,
no, no,
yes.
Talk it true. Yes. I had to go look in the text to say what tune it was he played. And I said, but wait, but Jockyard,
yes, I tell you, he pulled out some stuff. Yes.
Yep.
And we got to give up, big up also, shout out to the Dugan family who also lay their father to rest. It was same thing like, you know, that experience you had like when you went MCSO, the outside in the park. That feeling with people really come out and share a moment.
Share a moment outside in the sunshine with music and food. And there were self-restrictions, but not restrictions. The feeling of freedom. One at a time, no disrespect, talking the truth, and you all know the beast. I had two good drinks in my head, and I felt the sun on my back and my shoulder, and I just started going around and around and around, feeling the sun. And it was the same thing yesterday. The feeling, there was no sun, but that feeling of freedom.
The feeling. As they talk about feeling, this tune here is for the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And life on the whole, because we celebrate life on this show, Boom Boom Time, we celebrate life. And the music we play, you know, it's all about celebrating life. But this tune, as I said.
Before we do that, we have to do birthday.
Yeah, we have birthdays greeting to go. But this tune.
We'll come back and do birthday.
Yeah, we
Is
come back
okay?
and do things.
Why? You want to go back underneath the bed? Look at her, eh?
Nah, this tune. Boy, I tell you. And I know when all of you, that's all you're going to know what I'm talking about.
Playing your games, you get your tail cut. And after that is ifs and buts. If I was bigger, if I was stronger, if my hands was a little longer. And all the time, you're ifing and you're butting. If and buts doesn't mean a thing. If and buts are words that you use when you want to make excuse like, I should have this, I should have that. I could have this, I could have that. Well, if you could have,
I could have that.
You should have,
I should have that.
If you should
have, I should have that.
You would
have, I would have that.
If you could have this, and you could have that. You should have this, and you should have that. And all the could have and the would have, everything would have been like they should have. Could have what?
I could have that.
You could have what?
I could have that.
You could have what?
I could have that.
You could have what? You know you can't box, you jump in the ring. And all the time, you're bobbing and you're weaving. What up, buff, you fall on the ground. Not for hell, you wouldn't stay down. You jump up quick, quick, whapping your head. Before you lie down and pretend you're dead. Before you tell yourself to resign. One set of nonsense going through your mind. I could have this, I could have that. I should have this, I should have that. But if you could have, you should have,
I should have that.
And if you should
have, I should have that.
You would
have, I would have that.
But you should have duck when you run amok. Or you should have twist and you would have missed. But you stand up like a stiff with your big head. If they didn't stop the fight, you would have dead. You could have what?
I could have that.
You could have what?
I could have that.
You could have what?
I could have that.
You could have what? I hear they have a saying, man and woman equal. Believe what they say, you know, I nearly kill me, girl. Two bag of cement to go up on a hill. I grab the equal girl, come and prove your skill. I lift a bag of cement and I put it on she head. She fall down on the pavement, she nearly dead. Told her I am sorry, I did apologize. She tell me do not worry, plus a lot of lies. I could have this, I could have that. I should have this, I should have that. Well, if you could have,
that.
You should have,
I should have that.
And if you should
have, I should have that.
You would have,
I would have that.
You could have do what you should have do. You should have do what you could have do. You could have said woman told the load from in front. Carry man in their belly for 9 whole months. Should have what?
I should have that.
Should have what?
I should have that.
Should have what?
I should have that.
Should have what? Drive round this Havana and I feel I want to be. I pull up by a corner and I lean up on a tree. The way she watching me, I know she want to be. Up there are plenty tree, but she can't stand up like me. I do me thing quick, I run back in the car. She grab me by me collar, she wanted what? She watch me in me face and she start to cuss. Like she wanted me to wait till me blood a bust. I could have this, I could have that. I should have this, I should have that. If I could have, I would have,
I should have that.
And if I would have,
I should have that.
I should have,
I would have that.
I could have do what I should have do. I should have do what I could have do. But if I didn't do the thing that I do, I would have wind up in the same position like you. I could have what?
I could have that.
I could have what?
I could have that.
I could have what?
I could have that.
Enough of around. I see the whole world heading for destruction. People committing crimes and what they escape. So they're doing all that for the children. The lion and the lion and the lion and the lion. And the lion. Because we're dying and we're dying and we're dying and we're dying. Workers on strike or workers don't cool. So your children can get bus to go to school. The electric people cannot agree. So no light for your child to cram for GC. Because two big man can sit down like man and try to resolve a situation. The power hungry look they carry none and using the little children as gone. The lion and the lion and the lion and the lion. Because I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm waiting. Better, better days are coming. Schools and 90 for bombs. 8 million for homes and 60 for guns. That is the type of budget we're making. So get ready for this better day. We're coming. 18-year-old joining up military to kill 18-year-old that they never see. That is the type of preparation it takes to live in this beautiful promised land. Better day. And the lion. But I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm looking. Better, better days are coming. Get your bus back.
Let them know, even though the road is long, no matter. power. It's a story tell feeling, but I catch it, the power. Jumping on the road, but I catch it, the power. On the ground, and I catch it, the power. When the music hit me, I catch it, the power.
Close. I don't want nobody to cry for me. When I get very close, put a vision. And in the vision, he fall in some dirty water. He get a gash where he wouldn't bleed. Right now, she know that mean heavy odor. She think of something, turn wrong and leave. So when I dead, very let go. I don't want nobody to cry for me.
When I dead, very let go.
Man, with everything in this cemetery.
When I dead, very let go.
I don't want them boys, them they shut and tie.
This is how we're gonna do it. This is how we're gonna do it. We're gonna continue it. Love and music. Hello, Nelson, in the afternoon. We're going to be back in Bonnie Greeting Land. Big, big, big tribute of Big, Big Pillar.
We're really stupid. they messing up in mind. Oh, 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 I know they messing up in mind.
Yes, it's all about having a good time. Me lover. And I know when you lost a lover, you know I'm gonna lover.
Oh, but
I ain't want to go there because I ain't there yet, but I could imagine.
Your love too precious and too delicious to lose.
Let's have a tune I want to close with. And I go in brave because I want for later get up and really shake a leg. Because all the sadness going around us. And I'm going brave with this one, eh? I'm really going brave with this one. But, you know, you can see, sister, I know I'm going to see her look and she when I bust it, you know.
Fred, if you know Montrealers, if you know how I free the angel, eh?
Hey, I say I'm going brave. Because
only
I want,
his sister understands my pain.
I want all you to shake a leg. I'm going brave. I'm going brave. Hey, me lover. All right. I'm going brave. All right. I'm just turn this one down. And I'm going brave. Yes. I'm going brave, Montreal. Well, they get up and shame because I know I don't want to. Come in.